Amen. Thank you, brother. John chapter 8, please, tonight. The gospel according to St. John, chapter number 8. Let's stand together, if you would, please. I'm going to begin reading verse 25. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That's about the average wisdom and understanding of Jesus today. Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Oh, man. Sounds like maybe he was tired of answering their questions. I have many things to say to judge of you, he says. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. If you're going to speak to the world about Jesus, you need to speak to the things you've heard from Jesus. Amen. If you're going to talk to the world about God, don't try to tell the world what you think.
Right, that's right.
Tell the world what God has told you to say.
Amen.
It's right here in this book. You can. You don't have to quote it necessarily word for word, you understand, but that's the best way. Anyway. It says, I have many things, verse 26, but he that sent me is true. I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not. Duh. They understood not that he spake to them. Do you have anybody like that that you work with? What? What do you mean? God? Jesus? Who? Don't worry, they didn't understand Jesus himself. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. And then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. Notice, the Father hath not left me alone. Why? Because or for I do always those things that please him.
Amen.
Those things that are according to his perfect will. That's what that word means. It doesn't mean it makes him happy. God doesn't live for happiness. It pleases him. It's his purpose. It's according to his will. It's what he wants. That was all Jesus lived for, guys, is to do the will of his Father.
Yeah.
He came to do the will of his Father. Lo, in the volume of the book is written to me, I have come to do thy will, he said. That's what God. That's what Jesus. That's what motivated Jesus. That's what kept him going in conversations like this, where people just said, "Huh? I don't get it." Like some of you look at me when I'm preaching. Anyway, he spake these words. Many believed on him. Praise God for that.
Amen.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Christians can still be in bondage to things that are... that we shouldn't be in bondage to. Paul said, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of any. I'm not telling anybody here tonight that you're addicted to anything, but there are certain things in your life that you have a hard time with, a harder time than you do with other things. Christians, listen, we should be free.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Yep.
So, what happens when we're not?
Yeah.
Let's pray. Our Father, Lord, I thank you for Jesus. I need, I love, I so long to see him, and I love reading his words and spending time thinking and talking and preaching and teaching and meditating on these things. I pray you'd help me to be a blessing to your people tonight. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit with perfect liberty. Their spirit may not be bound, I pray. Bind the devil instead, I pray, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Jesus said to the... Now, I want you to notice in verse 30 again, he spake these words, many believed on him. They believed on him, but notice, then he said to those which believed on him, he turned his attention to the ones who believed on him, and then he said, now, you're not done yet. Okay? He said, that's not enough yet. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ makes us free from the penalty of sin. We understand that. Amen. Makes us free from the power of sin through the grace of God. It will make us free from the presence of sin one day when we get to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When the Bible says that God shall wipe away all their tears and God shall dwell with them, that's us. If you're saved tonight, that's us. God shall dwell with them, and he shall be their God. They shall be his people. And then he says, and there shall be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more death, no more sickness, no more pain even. Yeah. Not even the pain that you feel when you try to get out of bed in the morning. None of that. All of that comes from sin. All of that comes from the fallen world in which we live. Our fallen nature. Remember, our heart and our flesh faileth.
Yeah.
It does. It's getting older and weaker every day. But Jesus said, he said, look, I want you to know that you can be free from all of that. You can be free. You can have freedom from anything that binds you, even on this earth. He's not talking about free from the presence of sin. We understand that. But free from the power of sin. Free from from letting sin control my life. Free from allowing sin to just keep on bringing me back to the same old discouraging place that I keep finding myself in.
Yeah.
Listen, a discouraged person is only that way because of some kind of sin.
Yeah.
Yes, right, man.
Now, I'm not talking about sins of outward sins. I'm talking about, but inside, whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Yep, amen.
In other words, the doubts and the disbelief, yeah, and the disobedience, not doing things that we're supposed to do, doing things that, but then it turns into all kinds of bitterness and pain and suffering and it becomes anxiety and stress, and I don't think, as a matter of fact, I know based on this scripture that that's not where Jesus wants us to live.
Right.
That's not where we should be living as Christians in bondage to those things that we call, well, you know, it's no big deal. Nobody can see that. But the fact is, you're not free.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yep.
You're not free. I want you to understand something. That's not... Okay, many believed on him, and I believe that's salvation. Hallelujah, that's salvation. Okay, look. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Amen. That's what the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. But if we're going to be free, it doesn't stop there.
That's right.
You understand? But listen, you do have to literally still believe on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Salvation is that first step, but I mean, do you really believe that he was able to die for me, he was able to save me, he's able to give me everlasting life? Okay, then tell me, dear friends, what is he not able to do?
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
I mean, he brought you out of death and darkness into light and everlasting life. But listen, look in Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. This is the time when the young man is coming to... Excuse me, the father's bringing his young son to Jesus, and he's caught up with a dumb, an old evil spirit, and Jesus cast it out... into the fire in verse 22. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It really, listen, salvation is just the beginning. We do have to understand, if I'm going to get to the place where I have, where I'm free, I have to believe that Jesus really is the answer. All things are possible. That's what he said to him that believes. Now, if you remember in Mark chapter 9, that father said, Lord, I believe. Then he said, help thou mine unbelief.
Yeah.
I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. It's not unnatural. It's not even unusual. It's more common than not for us to be like that. I believe, but boy, this problem is bigger than I think. This problem is harder than I thought. This is not what I thought it was going to be. I believe, but I don't believe.
Right.
I believe, but I don't believe like I should, is what he's saying. Every one of us needs to be honest with ourselves tonight and just say, that's right, preacher, that's exactly where I'm at. I believe, I know Jesus, but boy, this thing that I'm staring at, I just don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, amen. Yep.
We should not be bound by any problem.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, this is not easy to preach because God's going to work on me first. But every time I preach something like this, he says, okay, let's see if you really believe this. And here comes the trial. But that's okay. I'm glad with that because I know I'm going to draw closer to the Lord.
Amen.
And if I die, I'll get to go see Brother Eddie.
Amen.
And I'll probably be more concerned about Jesus.
Amen.
No, I will be. Yeah. But anyway, you understand what I'm saying. Listen, we should not be bound by anything in this life. You know what discouragement is? It's where something has got you bound. Something's made you prisoner to something that's so far less, lower, and least. Jesus is so much more powerful than that. But you're looking at this. You're thinking about this. You don't see how this is ever going to change. You see, the Bible says that we should count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Why? Because that temptation is teaching us patience, and patience is going to make us perfect and entire, lacking or wanting nothing.
Amen.
See, what happens is we get impatient, don't we? Amen. Come on, nod your head. We get impatient, and then we find ourselves out of the will of God because we couldn't stay where we needed to be, where we couldn't wait on God. The Bible says in Psalm 27 that if you wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen thine heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We have to understand something though, that when discouragement comes, which is many times the biggest fear or the biggest problem that Christians have, we just get discouraged about all of those prayer requests we just talked about. We come to God in prayer. We ask God. He says to ask, but we need to understand those things that shouldn't keep us discouraged.
Right.
They shouldn't keep us down in the dumps. They shouldn't keep us burdened and woe is me. But they do. Don't they? They do. They do. And I don't think, as a matter of fact, I know, I'm going to stop saying that. I know that's not where God wants us to be. I know that's not what Jesus wants us to, how He wants us to live. He says, you can be free. You can be made free. Now notice, there's a difference between being set free and being made free.
Right.
Okay? If I'm set free, like if you're in jail and the jail bar is open and you're set free, well, you could... somehow or another, you could still get back in jail.
Amen.
If you go out and do stupid things and go back. But being made free means that you're free inside.
Right.
You are free.
Right.
It's not about where you're at. It's about who you are.
Right.
It's not about what's going on outside. It's about what's going on inside.
Amen.
You are made free. In other words, you are changed. You are a different person. You are made into another. You. All things are new, but those things, you are made into a free person. Not, you're no longer, nothing, no change. How do you think Paul and Silas were able to pray and praise and sing praises unto God at midnight in the dungeon?
Right.
How? Because they had been made free.
Yes.
And no chain could stop that. No shackle could stop that. No bars or dungeons could stop that. Now listen, I'm telling you, this is convicting because that's not the average Christian. But I think it can be more so. I think it can be what Jesus wants it to be. He says, I want you to be free. But it starts with, listen, believing on Jesus. He is, listen, he's the source. He's the foundation. He's the beginning. He's the first step. He is everything. And without him, there is nothing, there is no hope of being made free. Now, I know you're saved tonight. I look around, and as far as I know, everybody's saved.
Amen.
I hope you know you're saved.
Amen.
Because without that, you can forget being free.
Yeah.
Without that, you can forget ever having real joy and peace. Forget it. But if you are saved, listen, that's the beginning. And without it, but you have to keep believing. You have to keep understanding that Jesus is not dead, that he's still there. He's still working. And without, if I believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
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 Now go back to John 8 where we were. Christians ought to live free from all of the things that the world is bound to. All of the things the world is tied to and shackled in. We ought to be living free. We ought to be free. I'm talking about making us free. We've got to, number one, believe on Jesus. He, in other words, no matter what the problem is, he's the answer.
That's right. That's right, bro. Come on. Amen.
He's the answer.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
And no matter what the problem is, it didn't take him by surprise.
That's right.
Are you understanding that?
Amen.
Believe on Jesus.
Amen.
Now, there's a difference between believing in Jesus and believing on Jesus.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
I believe in Jesus means I believe he existed. I believe he's real.
Amen. Amen.
But to believe on Jesus means I'm putting my faith on him. I'm putting my problems on him. I'm putting myself, my future, my life, my hopes, my dreams on him.
Amen.
I'm believing on him. It's a difference. You've got to believe on Jesus.
Amen.
Secondly, he says in John chapter 8, go back over there. They believed on him in verse 30. And then he said to those Jews which believe on him, here's a big word, if.
Yep.
Now, this is probably the key to the whole message right here, if. Because that's what he said, if. If ye continue in my
word. Yep. Amen.
I love you folks. I do with all my heart.
Amen.
But there are some of you who have not read your Bible all day.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. No, better yet, Holy Spirit's talking to you.
That's right, baby.
Yep.
And you wonder why you're not free.
Preach.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. Oh.
Amen.
I'm saved, preacher. I believed on Jesus. I know that. And thank God for it. You're going to go to heaven. But he's talking to people on earth being made free here.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
amen.
Romans chapter 6 talks about reckon yourselves also therefore to be dead indeed unto sin. And sin shall have no dominion over you. We should not ever, after we're saved, remember, baptism is, we're identifying with death to the old man and walking in newness of life. That's that freedom. But listen to me. It's not something that just miraculously happens. There's a big if here in John chapter 8. If. That means if you don't, you won't.
Yeah.
That means if you don't, you won't go any further than just getting saved.
Yep.
That means if you don't, you won't go any further in understanding the joy that some Christians have you can't seem to ever find.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Right, preach.
You won't be able to understand how can somebody be so fired up about Jesus and you just are nothing but frowning.
Right.
Yeah, come on. Preach it, brother.
Because that if.
Yep.
Is sticking you right between the eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
If. In other words, I don't need to say it again, If you don't, you won't. In other words, this is the only... Hey. Listen now. The only way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's right.
He didn't give you a list of 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 different... Okay, you can do this. Or you, right. No, he said, this is it.
Right. Yep.
You believe on me? Now, if you continue in my word.
Amen.
You don't need a master's degree. You don't need a doctorate degree. You don't barely need a 6th grade degree to understand those words. You have got to continue in what got you here. The only reason you're saved is because that book opened up your eyes to Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you have a testimony of salvation that has nothing to do with the Bible, you may need to come talk to me. You better run, talk to me. Because faith only comes by hearing, and that hearing only comes by the Word of God. And if you have some experience of fun and games and how you felt a warm, fuzzy feeling, you better come talk to me. You better come talk to me.
That's right.
Ladies, come talk to my wife. But that is how you got there, through the Word of God. And if you don't continue, then that's all you're going to get. It's going to stop right there. It's just going to cut off right there. And you're never, listen, you're never going to be made free like Jesus wants you to be.
Amen.
Oh, you're saved. Barely. Thank God for the fire escape, but there's more to Christianity than that.
Yep.
There's more to Christianity than that. You can find freedom. You can be made a different person. Because again, he says, you shall be made free. The truth shall make you free. But the if comes before that. He says, if you continue in my word... I want you to notice, look in 2 Timothy with me. We'll be back. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse. Well, let's see if we can. Let's look at verse 12. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now stop right there for a second. That's not an encouraging verse. No. God's not just in heaven to pat you on the back. Okay, He's in heaven to help you know truth and reality. And if you decide to live godly in Christ Jesus... By the way, there's no other way to live godly.
That's right.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, that's not going to do any good. You've got to be saved. The power of the power is the gospel. Amen. But then he says, if you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, you will. You shall. There's no way around it. You shall suffer. You shall go through persecution. Now, it may be different for some people than others, but it's some type of somebody giving you a hard time.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Something is going to come on you when all you're trying to do is live godly.
Amen. That's right.
And you're but don't feel like you're special. It says everybody that lives godly shall suffer that persecution. You are special because you're living godly. That's good. Okay, you need when you go through those things, you need to be thankful. Okay, well, I guess I'm going in the right direction. But listen, what normally happens is that persecution gets overbearing.
Amen.
Overwhelming.
Right.
Too heavy.
Yes, sir.
Too heavy. Mm-hmm. And I just don't. Here's what happened. I just don't know if this is worth it.
Right. Mold free. That's right.
I just don't know if this is worth it. Now, you don't have to raise your hand, but you've been there. I just don't know if this is worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad I'm going to heaven, but man, I just don't know if this is worth it.
Amen.
If you start feeling that way, you're already going down the wrong path.
Yeah.
Let me show you something. Look in verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now look up here a minute. What is he talking about? He's saying, you're going to suffer persecution, but don't worry, it's going to get worse.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. Preacher, you're not encouraging me. I'm going to here in a minute, but this is reality.
Yeah.
You're going to suffer persecution, and with every generation, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, there are things today that I have to deal with that, you know, my dad never had to
to
deal with.
That's right,
in ministry.
Yep.
Good night. So I'm thinking, okay, it's going to get worse. I'm already suffering more than I think I can handle. I'm not sure if this is worth it. And see, God knows exactly what you're thinking.
Yep. Amen.
That's why he says,
Amen.
Verse 14, but continue.
Yeah.
Now, okay, remember, there's that big if again. I've got persecution going on. Evil seducers, those guys are... By the way, a seducer is trying to pull you away.
That's right.
They're just trying to pull you away from the will of God. They're trying to pull you away from the Word of God. They're trying to pull you away from the work of God. They're trying to pull you away. And they're evil. We talked about false witnesses. But this is the solution. What do I do, preacher? Here, I'm telling you what to do. What does God say? By the way, that's always the answer. What does God say?
That's right.
Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy... What do I do? I better continue in the Scriptures.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Evil seducers are getting worse, preacher. My co-workers, my relatives, my friends. By the way, you can choose better friends.
Amen.
I mean, you're kind of stuck with your family. But good night, you can choose better friends.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Right.
I was talking to my wife earlier today, and I was talking about how when I was working secular jobs, you know, I used to carry my New Testament with me. But, I mean, it was right. I say it right here because I had these pants and they had pockets on the side of the legs, and my New Testament fit right in there. I mean, like it was made for it. God made it for it. And I used to carry that around. People would see me reading that on breaks and things like that. And I would witness to people, and people would come to church and get saved. There was nobody around that workplace that didn't know who I was.
Amen.
Now, anybody that wanted to be my friend knew that they had to go through that.
Amen. Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about, get away from me, get away from me, get away from me. I'm separated. No. Just pull out the light.
Amen.
Just pull out the light. And if they're roaches, they're going to run the other way. Pull out the light. I can't do that. I know you can't do that, but you can be light. And you say, how do I live a godly life? I know you got to go to work. I know you got to pay the bills. I know you got to feed the family and eat yourself. And I know you got to do that. I understand that. But listen to me. You can still be such a godly testimony example that the ungodly people, they will run the other way.
Yeah.
They will not be interested in having a friendship with you.
Amen. Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But when they get in a mess, they'll know who to come to.
That's right.
When they get in a mess, they'll know, I need to go talk to Max. I need to go talk to Josh. I need to go. They'll know who to come to.
Yeah.
You've got to continue in the things that you've heard, the things that you've learned, the things that you know in the Scriptures. Because look, all Scripture, verse 16, is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is profitable. In other words, everything in this book is profitable. From A to Z, Alpha to Omega, beginning to end, Genesis to Revelation, it's all profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. It's there. Listen, God says you've got to continue. It doesn't matter how bad it gets, it's going to get worse.
Yes.
So what do I continue in those scriptures.
Amen.
I'm saved. I believe in the Lord. Okay, if you continue, then you'll go forward.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's it.
Amen.
That's it. That's all you'll get. Look at John 15:7. You know this verse. We're heading back to John 9 anyway. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you.
Yep.
Notice now, I'm talking about seducers and persecution and worse. So what do I need? I need to be able to get a hold of God and get some answers to prayer.
Yeah.
Look at the promise here. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Right.
Now, you say, well, wait a minute. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to ask for a new boat. When you're abiding in the Word of God,
Amen.
And you're abiding in Christ, and you're continuing, and you're suffering persecution, you're not thinking about a boat.
That's right.
You're only thinking about a boat if you're... Well, that's another message. But nothing wrong with a boat. Come on, that's not saying that. But I mean, your desires, your requests are not going to be for yourself, not carnal and selfish.
Yeah.
But you will. There's a special promise here.
Yeah,
if you abide in me, and my, how do I abide in Christ? Well, he says, my words abide in you.
That's right.
Continue thou in the things that thou... Continue in that book. If you continue in my word.
Yeah.
Not only will you be able to withstand that, but you'll be able to pray, and God will be able to make a way for you to escape.
Yeah.
By the way, there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man, right? God is faithful and will not allow you, not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able.
That's right.
But will with the temptation also make a way to escape so that you are able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So how's he going to make a way to escape? So you're going to pray, and you're going to pray, and you're going to continue in the Word. See, it's God that's faithful.
Yeah.
It's God that makes a way. It's God that hears the prayer.
Yeah.
You can't continue in your depression and your discouragement and your carnal thinking because you're not going to keep going in the same direction.
Yeah.
If you continue in the Word of God, however, you're going to keep going towards the will of God, and you'll go and you'll have answers to prayer.
That's right. Amen. Yep.
Now, I'm talking about Christians living free like God wants us to. I've got to believe on Jesus. I mean, He's the answer.
Right.
He's the answer for everything, for everything, for everything. There's not any other answer. And then, number two, I've got to continue in His Word. In verse 31 of John chapter 8, go back over there. Now look, I could probably hammer on that all night, but some of you just ain't going to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
I've been preaching this book now for 13, 14 years, something like that. Listen, and some people just ain't going to do it.
Yep.
Try.
I'm going to love you. I'm going to keep preaching the same thing, but I'm going to love you, I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to help you any way I can, but if you don't continue in that book, sooner or later, it's out of my hands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's right.
It's out of my hands.
Yep.
He didn't say you had to be hungry for it.
Yep.
He said, continue in it.
Right.
He didn't say you had to understand it. He said, continue in it.
Yeah.
He didn't say you had to even like it. But you do like being free.
Amen.
So continue in it.
Right.
He didn't say everybody else was going to love you for it. But continue in it.
Amen.
He didn't even say it wasn't ever going to cost you something like maybe a little sleep. But you better continue in it.
Amen.
God is our strength.
Amen.
And if you rearrange your schedule to get up a little earlier, to continue in the Word of God, and then you say, God, I ask you, please. Remember, whatsoever you ask, He'll give you. God, I need to continue in your Word. But the way my schedule is right now, there's no time. Number one, you have 24 hours just like everybody else.
That's right.
Yep. Amen.
That's right.
A lot of that's excuses. But if you're serious and you really don't have time, okay, pray and say, God, I'm going to have to get up a little bit earlier.
Yes.
I'm going to have to lose a little bit of sleep. But I know that you're my strength.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, folks, listen. If you don't continue, you will never be free.
Yep. That's right.
But some of you just ain't going to do it. And that's okay. I love you anyway, but you're just not going to do it. And you're not going to be free.
Yep.
But if you will continue, that's a good thing. And look in verse 31. Then are you my disciples indeed? Okay. Oh, now we're on something here. Now, so here's the process. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm saved, and I still believe that He's the only way. If I don't believe that He's the only way, I'm not going to continue in His Word. I believe He's the only way, so I continue in His Word, and then He says, you'll be my disciples. Now, you understand, a disciple is more than just a churchgoer.
Yeah, that's right.
A disciple is more than just a pew sitter.
Yep.
A disciple is a follower, a servant. A student who is learning and serving and following Jesus.
Amen.
Not all believers are disciples. This passage proves it.
Amen.
We know that. We don't need that. But not all believers are disciples.
Yep.
But He says, if you'll believe on Me, if you'll continue in My Word, then you will naturally have this desire, this burning in your heart to do more for Me.
Amen. Amen.
That's why some of you don't have any desire at all to do anything for the Lord.
Right.
Because you're not in the Bible.
That's right.
I'm just preaching. That's what He said.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said.
Yep.
He said, if you continue, then you'll be My disciples. He said, look, then I won't be able to push you away.
Yep.
I won't be able to shoo you away.
That's right. Amen.
Jesus, what can I do today? What do you need?
Amen. Yep.
It'll be a natural outpouring of His Word working in your heart.
That's right.
He did not save you. We already talked about this, but He didn't save you just to go to heaven. He saved you to do something for Him here.
Yes. Amen.
And boy, this again, the disciples, remember, in the end of the day, when all the dust settled, there was 11.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is it safe to say that a vast majority of people who get saved never make it to this point?
Right.
I think it's safe to say that. And can I say it's more than likely based on what He says? Because they're not in His Word.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Preach.
You know, by the way, let me just throw this in here while I'm thinking about it. This is His Word.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
This is a cell phone.
Yep.
This is His Word.
Amen.
This is a cell phone.
Amen. Yep.
But I got my app, preacher. This is His Word.
Yep.
Amen.
But it says the same thing on the altar of Baal.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, preach.
Where you punch one little thing and you'll pull up pornography.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
This is not, this is his word.
Amen. Right. Yep.
This is a lazy man.
Amen. Right. Preach.
This is a lazy man.
Yep. Amen. Preach.
This is his word.
Amen. That's right.
From beginning to end, there's no pornography in here.
That's right.
Yep.
That's
right. Amen. That's right.
There's no child molestation in here.
That's right.
Yep.
There's no crime, theft, drug addiction, alcoholism.
Yep.
In here.
Yeah.
This is not his word.
Yep.
Get yourself in the Bible.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
No, you said, preacher, well, I'd only do that when I'm at work. Okay, I'll buy that. But are you going to tell me that you started off with this?
Oh.
Amen.
Or is this all you ever do?
Yeah.
That's right.
This is a cell phone.
Yeah. Man.
This is his word.
That's right.
Hey, man. Preach. That's right. Yep.
This can malfunction.
All right, yep. Certainly.
This is not going
Amen,
to.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah. That's right.
Yep.
I know I'm stepping all over some of you. But this is not his word.
Amen.
This is an app on his word on top of all other sin you can imagine.
Yep.
This is his word.
Amen.
Pure, unadulterated, undefiled, pure, pure. This is full of all kinds of other things.
That's right.
You just hit one wrong button. Or while you're reading it, here comes so-and-so texting. This is his word.
Yeah.
This is his word.
Amen.
Turn this off and continue in his word.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
I mean, come on, I'm not trying to be unkind, but dear God, what's wrong with the old black book?
Amen. Yeah, come on.
Amen.
We didn't have revival because of this. We have revival because of this.
That's right.
God didn't change the world with this. God changed the world with this.
Yeah. That's right. Preach.
Before you say anything, I've got an app on my phone too, but listen to me, it does not replace God's word.
Amen.
Please listen to me. I don't know what else I need to do, but I'm trying to convince you. You understand, when Elijah was up on Mount Carmel, And the prophets of Baal had their bullock on their altar, and they were cutting themselves and screaming and dancing all day long, all afternoon. And then Elijah said, okay, that's enough. You've had your chance. And he said, come over here. And the Bible says he rebuilt the altar of God.
Yep.
And he put the bullock that was going to be offered to God on the altar of God. He did not go over there and use Baal's altar.
Yep. Right.
Amen,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of God.
Amen.
Yep.
Cherish it, love it. Oh, I can buy another one. I know, but I'm talking about an old book, paper, ink, and pages. This is the word of God.
Amen.
Continue in the word of God. Then you can be his disciple. You won't be his disciple.
Yep, that's right.
If you're not to the disciple part yet, don't lose hope. Just continue in the word of God.
Amen.
And you will find your place in the service of the Lord.
Amen.
Just continue. Don't get discouraged because you're not there. But you better continue.
Amen.
He said, you'll be my disciples. You'll start serving me. You'll start serving others. Look at Matthew 16. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That's a disciple. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You can't lose your soul to the devil, but you sure can lose your soul and your spirit and your life and your family and everything else to this old world. And what do you profit from that? Jesus said, look, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me, and lose your life. Don't worry about your life. Let me take care of the needs you have. Yeah. Just be my disciple. You see, that's a serious commitment there.
That's right.
Yeah.
But if you'll continue in that book, or at least start in that book, and then that won't be, it won't overwhelm you. It doesn't overwhelm me.
Yeah, man.
Jesus said, what's going to profit you if you gain the whole world? Then what? And then it just goes up in smoke. Because it is. It's gone. But everything you do for Jesus is eternal.
Amen. That's right.
Only one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
Yep.
I'm telling you, that's a disciple where everything else is forsaken. I'll do what I need to do, but Jesus is first. His will is first. His desire is my desire.
Amen. That's right.
Remember Jesus said, I do always those things that please Him.
Amen. That's right.
There's lots of places to serve the Lord right here. But you've got to continue in the Word, and then you'll have that desire, and then go back. I'm done. I'm out of time. John chapter 8. The big if is really the whole point of the message, that big if right there. If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed. And verse 32, and you shall know the truth.
Right.
And the truth is what's going to make you free.
That's right.
Now, many preachers, maybe they do it ignorantly or just whatever, but many people maybe even thought, well, I'm saved, so my salvation has made me free. Well, you are free again. You are free. You're going to go to heaven. You're free from condemnation. You're free from all of that. There's no hell to worry about. No lake of fire. But you're not free from the power of sin
That's right.
Until you listen.
Amen.
That big if is a big if. You've heard me say it before. I'll say it again because it bears repeating. Why is it that some people can make it through anything and they just keep going? And other people, it's just drama after drama after drama after drama after drama.
Yeah, right.
I know. Because you're not in the Bible.
Yep. Amen.
You're not in the Bible.
Right, man, preach.
I love you, but Jesus loves you. There's no doubt about it, but He said it. If you continue, therefore, if you don't, you won't.
That's right.
You'll never be made free. You'll never be able to just say, you know what, I don't care about this world. I don't care what this world's going to profit me. Whatever God wants, that's what I want. If God wants to put me through some fire, well then let's do it because I'm free anyway. If God wants to put me through a valley, well then let's do it. I'll just make a well.
Amen.
In the valley. If God wants to break my heart, then that's fine because I know that the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart.
Amen.
You see, the Bible will be the answer to all the problems.
Right.
The Bible will be the answer to all the questions.
Right.
But you don't continue in the Bible. You don't know the Bible. It's not in your heart.
Right.
The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That means I know where I'm at. I don't have to fret and fall down. And I know where I'm going enough to keep going.
Yeah.
And then when I get a little bit further, the light will shine a little bit further. And then the light will shine a little bit further. And I'll follow the Word of God. But if I'm not in it, guess what I'm doing? I'm walking around in darkness. No lamp. I can't see my feet. Oh no! Somebody took my feet! No, I'm just kidding. But the drama will just be, where are my feet?
Right.
I mean, you're saved?
Praise God.
Well, then look, get in the Bible.
Yeah.
Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, the Bible says.
Amen.
Richly. Dwell in you richly. That means a lot.
Amen.
That means all the play. My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
Amen.
Forget more Bible than you've... You know what I'm saying? And you ought to be able to say, I know that. I've heard that. It's there. It ought to be in here.
Amen.
Amen.
Then you know where your feet are. Whew, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going. I don't know 3 months, 4 years from now, but I know far enough to keep going. And then the lamp keeps shining, and I keep going. And then the lamp shows me, okay, well, let's go this way. And then the lamp, okay. How, but if I don't do that, if I don't continue, it's sad, but it's the unfortunately, most Christians just won't listen. And until you are made free, you're still in bondage. Until you know this Bible, you continue in this Bible long enough to be able to use this Bible to answer questions, to be able to use this Bible to strengthen and encourage yourself in the Lord, to be able to use this Bible to so you can know which way to go. Now, you can always call me and we can sit down in there, and that's wonderful, and I will until Jesus comes, because I'm your pastor. But you know, are you continuing in the Bible? Because one day, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get tired of calling me. You're just going to say, well, he's probably tired of hearing from me. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get down and out. You're going to get crossways with something that I said, because it's going to come out of the Bible and you don't have the Bible in your heart. So it's going to bang on your flesh and it's going to your flesh open, and you're going to say, forget this. But if you're in this Bible and you continue in this Bible every day, and then this precious book is opened here in the church house and we teach and we preach, you will love it. You won't be able to get enough of it. You won't be able to hear it long enough. You won't be able to hear it enough. You won't be able to learn enough. You'll be in Sunday school. You'll be in Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. You will be in church because the Bible's in church, because it's in your heart. But if you don't,
that's right.
There's a big if there. If you continue. Salvation is just the beginning, dearly beloved.
That's right.
You must continue in the Word. God says, I want to make you free. I want to make you have a song in your heart in the middle of the storm.
Amen. That's right.
It's not magic. It's right here. Our Heavenly Father, that's the message tonight.